there's some good food today. Amazing. That's good stuff. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Okay, church, are we ready? Okay. Okay, let's start with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, thank you for being here. Thank you for the time that you are giving us here to worship you, praise you, to listen and have your word right now with us. We ask you, Lord, to continue talking to our hearts and continue building our relationship with us through your word. Please be you speaking, not me. I'm out of this moment, and be you, like always. And please talk to the church. Please, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you also that the Holy Spirit touch us and continue growing us with this good and beautiful word that you have for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay. Okay, I'd like to start saying this story. It is about, Rudy, you're going to like this one, I think so. It's gonna be about a French, English, and Italian spies. Yeah. So, these three spies, they were assigned to do a job in USSR, which is Russia. And unfortunately, they were caught with a few days and held in captivity for a week. Then they were tortured for information. The French spy was first. They tied him and tortured him. And after like 20 minutes, he gave them all his information. The second spy, which was the English one, do the same thing like the French one. After being tied and tortured for 20 minutes, he gave in and gave up all his information. But when they tried the same with the Italian, he refused to give up anything and stayed tied to the chair for 3 hours until the Russians gave up and threw him back into the cell. How did you do that? The other two were amazed at this endurance. I wanted to give up all my information, replied the Italian, but they tied my hands so I couldn't talk. So today we're going to start talking about endurance. We're going to talk about this series called Endurance. So the endurance is the main series and topic that we like to open today for you guys. And also for the church. The church is also need to listen for the endurance, because we are in this path right now that we're going to start setting some goals and vision from God, that we need to be endure on those goals and visions that God is going to provide to us as a church and also as an individuals. But we need to understand that word, because that word is just more just saying endurance or persevering these things or those stuff or whatever. We need to really apply that in our life, which is the difficult part. And that's what God wants us to learn today through the Word. So in order to do that, I'd like to start talking about some scriptures and go to the main one, which is going to be sharing 4 points really quick, okay? If I couldn't finish today, we will continue next Sunday, because I know I have a lot of information over here today. John 6:27, the Word says, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." This is a story when Jesus Christ was providing the food to the multitudes that it was over there. And when he provided the food during that miracle, it was really interesting, because these people, then he left and they were looking for him, for Jesus Christ. But then they were looking for the food. They were looking for that food, for that meal, for that bread, for that moment, not really for Jesus Christ, not really for that moment. That's why this scripture is talking about Jesus Christ saying, do not work for food that spoils. Don't look for the food, but look for that food that endures forever, for eternal life, which is the Word of God. That one is eternal. That one is not going to change. That one is going to be lasting forever. That food is going to help you to endure yourself in your problems and situation that you will be facing, and also as a church, to continue being standing firm and not moving to left and right and continue moving forward with the vision and goal that God is putting to this church, but also to you as an individual. Because you, individually, you have your own goals and goals that you need to meet in your life. Now, we need to make sure that those goals are going to be aligned to the will of God. Because if those goals are not going to be aligned to the will of God or with the will of God, then you are doing it by your own things. And I know for sure that you might be going to see doors getting closed. Because the will of God, when you're doing that and your goals are set up and attached to that will of God, doors will be open and God will continue blessing you and open more doors for you to be or to get to reach to that goal. Okay? Also in Acts 13:18, it says, for about 40 years, he endured their conduct in the wilderness. This is talking about the Israelites. 40 years. According to the Bible, when we go to Exodus or Deuteronomy, it's talking about those 40 years that these people were gossiping against God and talking against God about everything that God was doing to them, and they were asking for more stuff because they were still living, or their hearts, they're still living in Egypt. But then this experience that they were having, it was to endure their conduct, to continue building that endurance, if I can say that word, to continue be more firm with God, more in relationship with God. 1 Corinthians 4:11 says, to this very hour we go hungry and thirsty. We are in rags. We are brutally treated. We are homeless. We work hard with our own hands when we are cursed. We bless when we are persecuted. We endure it when we are slandered. We answer kindly. We have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment. Pay attention to that one, the 12th. We work hard with our own hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, unfortunately, I think that's the way that we learn the endurance. Unfortunately, and I say that because I know it's difficult and it's painful. Because we are not built up like that. We want to live a nice, quiet, relaxed day and life. I know. I want that too. But the way to endure, to grow the endurance in your life is going to be through that slander. It's going to be through that conduct in the 40 years that these Israelites were going through that situation. Because why? And that's where we want to go. Let's go really quick to Hebrews 12. You know what? Let's go to Hebrews 11. I didn't put it over there, so... 11. I want to start from 11 and let's go from verse 21. I didn't put it over there, but then the main course of these scriptures today is going to be on 12. Hebrews 11, 21. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the people of Anathoth, who are threatening to kill you, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, or you will... Sorry, my bad. This is Jeremiah. What I'm doing, Jeremiah? My apologies. Yeah, sorry. I had it over here, and then when I opened, it was already in Jeremiah. I don't know why. Sorry. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 11. My apologies. Okay, let's go 36.
Some face jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended to their faith, yet none of them received what hath been promised. Since God hath planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. This is like the Hall of Fame of faith people in the Bible, right? And there's more stuff that they're not included over here from other people. Now, these people have a faith. They have a goal. They have something to look at it. They have something to believe. And that make them to move forward. That make them to continue in their life. And that was that relationship with God and them. 12, and this is the core of this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, that's them, you and me, right now, we are surrounded around that cloud of witnesses, which is these people that believe in faith. We are surrounded of that. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. The first point that I want to share with you guys today is throw off everything that hinders. God wants us to understand what is stopping you, what is hindering you, what is making you to stop, to not move forward, to remove that vision, that goal that you put it in your life or as a church. God wants to make sure that we understand that we need to take off that out of our life. I don't know what you have. I know what I have. You know what you have. So what you have, you need to throw it off. You have to remove it out of your life. You know better than anyone what is the thing that is stopping you right now. And God is telling us the first point to then and say, remove it, throw it off, take it out of your life. Because that's not going to let you to move forward. That's not going to let you to reach that goal. That's not going to let you to have a better relationship with Him. The scripture says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. What does that mean? When you keep, we keep learning more about these definitions. It says to surround a fortified place, to prevent those who are in it from leaving or receiving help from outside. You are here right now in your relationship with God, in your spiritual world right now, your life. There's always things happening. The enemy of our souls is always attacking. He's always over there present, trying to remove us out of that path all the time. But we need to remove anything that is attaching us with Him. Anything that is opened the door for Him to attack us, we need to remove it. It is really interesting how the scriptures say, throw off. It's not saying, like, I'm going to throw that off for you. It's telling you what you need to do. It's giving you the guidance, saying you are capable. It's telling you you have the responsibility to remove it. It's not me. It's you. Me for my stuff. You for your own stuff. God is telling you, remove it. Throw it off. Everything. Everything that you know that is stopping you, remove it. That's going to help us to continue to reach that goal, which is meeting with Him, which is having better relationship with Him, which is
living an eternal life with Him. Amen? Amen. Second point that I want to share with you guys today. And let us run with perseverance. Thank you, Jaili. Jaili's helping me with that one. We keep trying and trying. Perseverance. Thank you. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The second point that I want to share with you guys is that. Is running with perseverance. Not just running without any guidance or without any information. It is with perseverance. It is a specific. I believe that the Bible is a specific. Telling you what is the guidelines of what we need to do. And in this one, it's saying with perseverance. In other words, keep staying firm. Do not move to any other. Do not look to any other thing. Firm. Perseverance. So when you see the sports people, sports guy, right? Right now, physically, they got trained. They go to the gym, get ready. And for runners, NFL, football players, soccer players, name it, baseball players, they do their own training for physical stuff so that way they can endure more for physical. Now, what about emotionally? What about psychology? Right now, they're also getting trained on that so that way they can endure. And I have a really good comment about someone saying, in the context of this, of the sport, it is necessary to make athletes see that the bad things is not to make mistakes, but to stop trying to overcome them. And it's really interesting that we apply that in our life also. Because we will have those problems. We will have those things. The enemy will try to stop us. The enemy will put obstacles in our way to meet with God or to live in an eternal life or to meet or to reach that goal. The enemy will put the obstacles. It's going to happen, for sure. For sure. It's going to happen. Now, how you can overcome that? That's the mindset that God wants us to learn and continue living in our life. How are you going to overcome those mistakes that you're going to make in your life? How are you going to overcome all those things and endure, persevere in those things so you can endure forever with God? Let's continue reading. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Really interesting. The race marked out for us. Your race is not my race. I have my own. And I have to make sure that I'm going to run it with perseverance. But you guys need to run yours yourself because it's marked for you, not for me. I'm here to help you. If you need my help, I maybe can help you. I maybe can provide you some recommendations because I maybe have something similar. Or maybe you also to me. Because you passed something that I didn't pass in my life and you can share with me and then I can use it and apply it in my life. But your race is your race. Mine is mine. Romans 5:3. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Who glory in our sufferings, right? I know, it's difficult. Because we know that suffering produces. Thank you. You do it for me. But what is going to cause that? The suffering, right? That's what it says over there or here. The suffering. And you say, I don't want to go through sufferings. I don't want to do that because I want to live that relaxed and comfy. Like Jeanette says, right? Comfy, cozy. That's what we want. I know for sure that's what we want. But no. Unfortunately, the scriptures is going through that situation saying, you have to suffer to produce that, to have it in your life. So that way you can run your race, your own race. So maybe this sounds tough, but maybe we say, instead of maybe praying for not having any problems or difficulties or suffering, we say, "Yeah, send me all the sufferings that I need, so that way I can build my perceiver." Right? No, but anyway, it's going to happen. Because when you're asking for those good things in your life, it's going to happen, those things, those sufferings, so that way we can produce that. And that way we can stand firm, not moving to any way, and remain constant with the Lord in those sufferings. And we can continue and reach that goal. James 1, 3 to 4, it says, "Because you know that the testing of your faith," the testing of your faith, we have to see the faith as that goal. I don't have it here right now. It's over there. The goal, eternal life, God, name it. Remove this of my life. That's my goal. Remove the sin of my life. Remove the hindrance of my life. That's my goal. Okay, it's over there. I need to continue moving forward. I need to run that race. So the testing of that faith, believing in that it's going to happen, produces and let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. You want to be complete? Mature? We have to go through this. Ouch. I know. Not lacking anything. James 5:11 says, "As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy." I'm not going through the story of Job, but you know that story. Multiply at the end, right? Triple. He got everything back. But he had to go through that suffering. And you might be asked the question, why? Why? He lost their sons, the kids that they have, the family, the children, and everyone they have. All the wealthy life that he had, he lost it. But when you go to Job, I believe it's 41:31, it says that when he prayed for his friends, everything come back again. Everything is back. But he have to go through that suffering, unfortunately. Your suffering, my suffering, let's praise the Lord for them. Because it's producing something good in us. And it's going to create a more endured person, a more consistent person, so we can continue all together moving forward, not just as an individual, but also as a church. Amen? 2 Peter 1:6, "And to acknowledge self-control," and to self-control, perseverance. Thank you. And to perseverance, godliness. 2 Thessalonians 3:5, "May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ," perseverance. The same book, 2 Thessalonians 1:4, "Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring." Keep saying the same thing. We cannot get out of this easy. We cannot get out of this easy. I think what God is trying to say to us, it is, anyway you go through those sufferings and those problems, enjoy it. Have fun. Because I'm creating something better in you. Third point. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, and we go into the third point, "and let us run with perseverance the race marked out of us, for us,
fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Fixing our eyes. That's the third point that God wants to share with you guys today. Fixing our eyes. How are we going to fix our eyes? The scripture says, the fixed, we can go to Matthew 6, 22 to 23, and the Bible says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. Fix your eyes. Third point. If then the light within you is darkness, whoa, wait a second. How a light can be a darkness? That's what it says there, right? Or I'm wrong. If then the light within you is darkness, how a light can be dark? The only thing that I'm thinking about that, just to simplify this question, it is outside the world. Let's say we have famous people, actors, singers, I don't know, name it. That's kind of a light. They are outside of the world and people can see them and say, wow, this guy or girl is really famous. He's really lighting up to the world. But what they are providing to the world, it might be darkness. So what God is trying to say here through this, which is Jesus Christ, it says, if our eyes are healthy, light up. Everything will be light inside of us. Now, if our eyes are unhealthy, we have to be careful. Because you might be seeing some light, but it's not really light. What they are providing is darkness. We have to be careful. How great is that darkness? It says the Bible. So we have to be careful with what we are seeing, what we are watching, what we are learning from our eyes, how you are receiving the stuff that you are seeing with your eyes. Depending on what, how healthy you are seeing the things, it's going to be affecting your body. It's going to be affecting the church. Fix your eyes. How you can fix them? You have to continue looking to Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that if you fix your eyes to Jesus Christ, He is the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. So in other words, He created the faith. He's the author. He's the creator of that faith. But He's not just also the author. He also applied it. He perfected the faith. He not just created, He also applied. He just did it when he came over here. He said, I'm not going to let these people just do something that I create. I'm going to show them how to do it. And when we go to the gospel, you can see that. It is over there. See how Christ walked when He was on the earth, and that will show you and me how to walk over here right now. And that will help you individually, and that will help the church also. Fix your eyes to Christ. Last point. Hallelujah. Last point. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the last point. What are you putting in front of you or before you? Because if you're putting a goal as an individual, also as a church, if you're putting a goal that is giving you joy,
that will help you endure in taking your cross. What it says, the Bible says, let's go over there. Matthew 10:38. Whoever does not take up their cross, and follow me is not worthy of me. Matthew 16:24 through 27. Their cross. Think about that one. It's your cross. The same thing of the race. That's what it says over there, right? Do not take their cross. So the same concept. It's your cross. I have my cross. And Jesus Christ is telling me, take it and follow me. In the Old Testament, the cross, it was symbolic as death. You're just carrying the utensil that they're going to put you over there to kill you. So that way you will die. Okay? Now, when Jesus Christ was there, it becomes life to us. So what the concept that Jesus Christ was trying to teach over there and inside of these 4 points, it is, you need to take your cross. In other words, you need to neglect yourself. You need to remove and neglect everything that you desire from your own flesh. The things that is not from God, you need to take it and remove it out of your life. That's the cross. And then you take it because it's painful, because you and I grew up in a different way, loving those stuff that we are not supposed, because Christianity is totally different. Christianity is simple definition of following Christ. That's it. So you take that cross and you start walking, neglecting all those desires and things that is not from God. That's your cross. My cross, independent, all separately. And follow him. Follow what he did, believing in faith. He have a faith when he was over here, which he was die for you and for me. Suffer. So that way you and I can be alive with him and get to the level of being an eternal life. That's the goal. You and me right now as a church, what is your goal? It is attached to the will of God? If it is, take your cross. Continue moving forward. That will help you to build that endurance in your life. And that way, you will not move anywhere. You will resist. You will be consistent. Not move to anywhere in your life and reach that goal of God in your life. Matthew 16, 24 through 27. Then Jesus says to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross. Follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What God will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. What is the joy that you have before you? Because the joy of Jesus Christ, it was saving you and me. That was his joy. And that joy helped him to endure. What is your goal? Put that goal in front of you. I don't know. Put up scriptures in your house. Write it. On the wall, on the door, on the fridge. I don't know. Continue believing in that, trusting in the Lord. That will help you to endure. These 4 points, according to scripture, number 1, throw off what hinders. Run with perseverance. Fix your eyes. Endure the cross. Those things will help you to reach that goal. And it says here that he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Those 4 things. He just applied in his life. And now this author from Hebrews is sharing with us, if we apply these things, I will help you also to endure. Let's continue really quick. Hebrews. I'm not sure if I put it over there. But let's go to Hebrews 12. And I want to finish with number 3, which is, I'm not sure if I put it over there. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's continue. But it's depending on us. It's our responsibility to apply those things in our life. Otherwise, it's going to be the same. Any suffering, temptations, things that is going to keep happening in our life, if we are continually following our own desires, we're going to keep falling and falling and falling and not endure in his goal, in his eternal life, and we will keep falling. Let's continue seeing Jesus as an example, and he continue helping us to moving forward and endure forever with him. Praise the Lord for that. That's why maintaining a behavior despite the absence or low frequency of a reward. So what I'm trying to say here right now, it is that if we get less attention to what is happening on the suffering and just continue maintaining that focus on God in his goal, in what he say to you, that will give you that endurance. That's why God told Moses, you're not going to enter with these people. He mentioned just 2 names, right? Caleb and Joshua. And we can go over that. What happened with those 2 that they got the benefit or blessing, but not the other ones? Well, the other ones, we already know what happened. They didn't endure with God because they were continuing falling, following the desires that they want on them, not God's desire. Removing or throwing off everything that hinders. Fixing your eyes. Run your race. Endure your cross. And God will continue blessing you. Continue open those doors for you. I know God has something for you, for this church. Definitely, we know that. All of you guys know that. I know that. He will implement some vision and goals for this church. God is trying to continue building that strength and endurance in us, including myself, So that way, when that vision starts applying in this church, we have to continue trusting in that vision and moving forward. And we will reach it. But we have to endure. That's it. That's it for now. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, God. Thank you for this time and moment. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this opportunity. We worship you. We praise you, God. Thank you for this church. Thank you for everyone here. We declare your glory, your presence over here. Please, God, we ask you to continue helping us to endure in you, in the faith of believing in everything that you have for us. I know that each of us have our own difficulties and sufferings and moments in our life, but that's building something greater. That's building something fantastic in us, which is preparing us for that promised land that you have for this church. We're gonna be in front of those difficulties, but we're gonna continue trusting in you like those Israelites that trust in you, trust in that, and have that faith of that promised land. We're gonna continue moving forward. Please help us to remove any plans of the enemy, anything that he's trying to put in front of us as obstacles to stop us. No, we're going to rebuke that. We're going to remove that in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare that the Holy Spirit is here with us. Continue helping us to continue moving forward. Thank you once again for this word. We worship you and praise you, Lord, because you are great. And thank you for this moment. Hallelujah. Amen.